All right, it's 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is the Highway 322 show. My name is Greg, and happy and proud to be back in the saddle this week. Subbing in for Ginger. She's off doing something fun, I'm sure. So it's my pleasure to take over for an hour or so and play some traditional folk music and some Americana. So let's just get the show started real quick here. We will get it going with some Eliza Gilkison right here at KGNU's Highway 322.
Come to my door, baby. Face is clean and shining black as night. My mother went to Antsy, you know that you looked so fine. Now I could understand your tears and your shame. She called you boy instead of your name. When she wouldn't let you inside. When she turned and said, but honey, he's not our kind. She says, I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore. Walk me down to school, baby. Everybody's acting deaf and blind. Until they turn and say, why don't you stick to your own kind? My teachers all laugh, their smirking stares, cutting deep down our affairs. Preachers of equality think they believe in. Why won't they just let us be? They say, one of these days I'm gonna stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. One of these days I'm gonna raise up my glistening wings and fly. But that day will have to wait for a while. Baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change. But for now, this is the way they must remain. I say, I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore, no. Don't wanna see you anymore, baby.
HB Woodsongs, serving the Boulder County music community for over 40 years. HB Woodsongs offers acoustic and electric guitars, banjos, mandolins, and more. They also offer rentals, lessons, and instrument repair. More information available at hbwoodsongs.com.
Building block canyons, the urban survivors are trapped in the gridlock of 9-to-5 thing. Burning their candles while gas engines idle, they long for revival in wildwood spring. Come down where the wild birds sing. Come down where the water's clean. Down in the wildwood spring. Postgrads from West Texas, hippies from Manor, float with the rednecks as kids do their thing. First Nations linger with a ghost of John flung himself into the wildwood spring.
Some days you write the song. Some days the song writes you.
Sligo back to town again. Round Knocknarea through Strandhill and the Glen. In March when sidelong twilight sets the land aflame, I used to wonder, tell me where's the blame? For I could not walk the town for fear my heart would drown. I've sunk 100 times by girlish frown. A stranger there, no stranger there you'll ever see. And me who loves all that in Sligo be. Now half the world's between me and that sight-lit land. I bless all those in Sligo's dreamy sand. Of sycamore and wind, likewise the lucky man, who finds his eye, his heart is her command. Shall have reached the common span and learned the lessons God has made for man. Though times turn my face away from Knocknarea and brought me far from there and better days. Oh, as long I've a mind for love and memory. Believe me, Sligo, I will drink to thee.
See if I can get this one out. Hi, folks. This is Sam Bush, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder on the World Wide Web at www.kgnu.org. Orgy. I need to visit the station more often, obviously.
Oh, thank you, Sam Bush, there for the old plug for KGNU. All right, 717 right here at Highway 322. My name's Greg, and again, subbing in for Ginger. This evening, my pleasure to do her show, and it's what we do around here. Help everybody out. Help each other out. All right, that first set, we opened up with, it was not Eliza Gilkinson, I apologize. It was Baby I've Been Thinking by Janice Ian, recorded back in the early 70s, no date on this one. A very cool song. Then we went to Eliza Gilkinson from Austin, Texas, giving us Wildwood Spring. And a shout-out to all my friends in Central Texas, Austin, and the Hill Country. It is snowing in Austin, Texas. So saw some stuff on Facebook. A buddy of mine who lives there, Mikey, he called me and sent me a text on the way to the gym, and it's snowing in Texas, and it's not snowing here. So be safe out there. Gets a little nasty when you don't have any type of equipment and you're not used to driving in the snow. Then we went to Guy Clark giving us Some Days You Write the Song. It's from 2007. Guy Clark, Some Days the Song Writes You. So shout out to Guy Clark. He's been off this earth for a couple years now, but he will never be forgotten when it comes to playing folk and country music. He was an icon. And then we close with a song that it's just a friend of mine asked me to play some Irish music, so I picked this tune. I played it before. It's by Meriton O'Connor. It's called Believe Me, Sligo, written by Tom Moore, an expat now living in Dublin. And it's just a great song sung by Seamus O'Dowd, who played the guitar and did the vocals. And Meriton O'Connor plays the accordion, and Cathal Hayden on banjo and fiddle. Just a fine trio of amazing musicians from Ireland. And boy, do they have a ton there. Some great folk music coming out of Ireland. All right, 7:20 right here at Highway 322. Just going to get back to some music. If you'd like to chat or have a request, I can try to find it. 303-442-4242. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
The hour is early, the whole world is quiet. A beautiful morning is about to ignite. I'm ready for danger, I'm ready for fire, I'm ready for something to lift me up higher. Life's been good, I guess. My ragged old heart's been blessed with so much more than meets the eye. I've got a past I won't soon forget. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm still learning how to fly. To break, you can't let down your guard when there's so much at stake. I'm halfway to heaven, halfway to hell, but I might roll a silver, you never can tell. Like new, the same old rules need not apply.
before. Somehow this doesn't feel the same. And talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long. We may never figure out just where your love went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly at its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. The old folks say that love's not forever anymore, because these young people walk away from love alone to pay its floor. Still the same, and you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Two lonely hearts in this airport, no, we neither cares where that other heart is going. But if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. That frown you're wearing's just your halo turned upside down. Where is the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found?
Must a man walk down before he's called a man?
And how many seas must the white dove sail before he sleeps in the sand?
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
How many times can a man turn his back and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
How many ears must one man have until he can hear people cry?
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
And I said that I love you. I'm not saying that I'll care if you love me. I'm not saying that I'll care. I'm not saying I'll be there when you want me. I can't give my heart to you or tell you that I'll sing your name up to the sky. I can't lay the promise down that I'll always be around when you need me. Now I may not be alone each time you see me, along the street or in a small cafe, but still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you let me have my way, I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that make you cry. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. Not be alone each time you see me, or show up when I promised that I would, but still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you love me like you should, I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that make you cry. I can't say I'll always do things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try.
Howdy folks, Greg Schultz here. I want you to please join me on the Morning Sound Alternative Wednesday, December 13th, as I will be airing a special interview with Bob Livingston. Bob is the co-founder of Austin's Los Gonzo Band, the legendary backing band for Jerry Jeff Walker and Michael Martin Murphy. Bob's career has spanned nearly 50 years, and he has taken and shared his music in all parts of the world, including Pakistan, India, and other faraway places. His new CD, Under the Flatland Stairs, will be released in January, along with a new book he is currently working on. That's Bob Livingston on the Morning Sound Alternative, December 13th, hosted by yours truly, Greg Schultz, here on KGNU.
But it's too late, he's down the street.
Oh, selfless plug. Sean slipped that in there on me. So it was part of the playlist, so I had to play. Yes, I am going to be doing an interview. Actually, I did it today. I did a phone interview with Bob Livingston. He was out in Fredericksburg working on his new book. And he has a brand new record coming out. I have an advanced copy. They're not even available for radio stations yet, but I purchased my own, and I've been playing some of it the last, three or four weeks, and it's a stellar record. And the interview was a little lengthy, but we're editing it down, and he has got some amazing stories to tell, helping shape that Austin scene in the 1970s, and still going strong today at 69 years old. So big shout-out to Bob Livingston. Hope you get a chance to tune into that. All right, that last set, we started off with Still Learning How to Fly, Mr. Rodney Crowell. Very cool song. Then we went to Nancy Griffith giving us Outbound Plane. That was by request, another friend of mine. And then the Dylan tune, Blown in the Wind, by the New World Singers. And that was recorded way back in the 50s. And that's a shout out to Ginger, who might have played the Bob Dylan version, but I went with the New World Singers. And then also we played I'm Not Saying, Norman Blake and Tony Rice. Just a very, very cool song. So good short set there for you folks. 7:33, almost 7:34. Man, this show just flies by. Got about 25 minutes to go, and Ragtime America with Mr. Jack Rummel be up at 8 o'clock. And stay tuned at 9 p.m. for Dave Gloss giving you the swing music that you all love so much. And then at 10 o'clock, Jazz Liz with my friend David. So keep it riveted right here to KGNU, KGNU.org. for all your musical needs.
Under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season.
Come to the party, but after the ball, you wanna be free to feel nothing at all. And I just keep falling in love. I should know better, but I don't. Thank you.
if I had three wishes, my first would be for a second chance to do all those little things I didn't do. I'd take the poison off my tongue, stand strong when I cut and run, and be a better man than the one you knew. There ain't no genie in this bottle, and I've been looking with every pore. As I get closer to the bottom, I find it just as empty as the one before. If I found that genie and he made my first wish come true, I don't guess I'd need him anymore. Long be forgiven, he could take that bottle with him, and I'd shake his hand and walk him to the door. There ain't no genie in this bottle, and I've been looking with every pore. As I get closer to the bottom, I find it just as empty as the one before. As I get closer to the bottom, just as empty as it was before.
Drinking black market vodka in the back of a Scotsman's saloon, and then it's red meat and whiskey like a cow drunk on the moon. But outside in Oslo, the buskers all sing the same tune. Well, it's a waltzing Matilda while the bagpipes play Eau Claire de Lune.
She was a lady, she came down from Bergen, she said. She spoke a little English, they laughed and drank whiskey instead. And in the morning, with a note on his plate, it said, meet me at midnight on the corner of St. Olaf's Gate.
So here's to the ladies you love and you don't see again. The night is warm whiskey, the morning's a cold bitter wind. Yeah, the blue-eyed Madonna leaves town, but a drunken man waits. Standing alone in the shadows of St. Olaf's Gate.
Thank you. love then you don't see again. The night is warm whiskey, the morning's a cold bitter wind. Yeah, the blue-eyed Madonna left town, but a drunken man waits. Standing alone in the shadows of St. Olaf's Gate. Standing alone in the shadows of St. Olaf's Gate.
Times in the lonely night, has someone you'd like to know passed you by? With half-held words, you chance to speak, but it's too late, he's down the street. Cast off that shell. Resist the unknown. Your understanding, oh, is open-handed. Hold it closed and you're alone. Chain ourselves with petty games and build false walls of title names to find a road that leads someplace when we're passing it by every day. Cast off that shell. Resist the unknown. Your understanding is open-handed. Hold it closed and you're alone. To stand naked before the sun and ask the awareness of everyone. To be open is to be free. And when you're closed, you can't channel me. Don't you wait until you're stranded to find somebody to throw a hand in. Just be you in your free-form pattern and your shackle games of life, they won't even matter. Cast off that shell. Don't resist the unknown. Your understanding, oh, is open-handed. Hold it closed and you're alone. You cast off that shell. Don't resist the unknown. Your understanding is open-handed. Hold it closed and you're alone.
right, welcome back. It's 7:50. You're listening to KGNU's Highway 322. My name is Greg, and happy and proud to be your host. Got a couple calls and some interesting conversation there, so appreciate that. And we just ended up there with a new one from, brand new one, not even released yet to the public. Well, it is to the public if you had purchased one early yourself, like I did. Up the Flatland Stairs by Bob Livingston. The name of that tune was Shell Game. Before that, Tom Russell with Nancy Griffith giving us, Nancy Griffith giving us St. Olaf's Gate. And then we had Jason Eady, a brand new one from Jason this year back in April. We got the CD and it just knocked me out. Really, really enjoy his music. He too from Central Texas. And the tune was No Genie in This Bottle. Before that, Katie Moffitt, another Texas gal now residing in Southern California. I Just Keep Falling in Love. And then we started off with Turn, 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 not by the Byrds, but by Lisa Getz. All right, it's 7:50, almost 7:52. Got a couple more cuts. I'm going to play one more, come back on the other side, and then take you out with one more after that. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Well, morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. The sunshine's standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. And with my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the old town will be talking. Yes, Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. 'Cause they could never It's her sorrow, it's not a man. Well, no matter what they say, we know she tried. Baby's packed her soft things and she's left me. I just know she didn't mean to make me cry. And it's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up. Say goodbye. Lord, it's her mind. She just didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye.
Oh, the great Mickey Newberry. Just some great stuff recorded back in 1969. She Even Woke Me to Say Goodbye. From an American Trilogy CD set that was put out. It's got three great records on it. All right, it's 7:56 right here at your community radio station, KGNU. This is the Highway 322 show. I'm going to be signing out. And thanks for the calls again. Ragtime America is up next. I'm going to take you out with a tune by Peggy Seeger. And the tune is Agent Orange. And, of course, she was the half-sister of Pete Seeger. So, again, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it, everybody. Take care. Have a great weekend. And start your Christmas shopping if you haven't already.
Well, I was 17, a great big kid, the year that I enlisted. I can't recall just why I did. My mom says I insisted. I had a strange idea then. Uncle Sam was right. Mom, she cried. She signed a card, and I went off to fight. Got off the plane in Vietnam. It didn't seem like war. With all I saw, I started wondering what we'd come there for. The officers got drunk at night, cheated on their wives. Those guys on the other side were fighting for their lives. You know, the Army tried some fancy tricks to bring them to their knees, like Agent Orange defoliants to clear the brush and trees. We'd fly above the trail all day in clouds of poison spray. I never thought that chemical would take my life today. But I just found out this morning, the doctor told me so. Says they killed me in Vietnam and I didn't even know. I tried hard to forget that war like everybody else did. I settled down with Kathy, we tried to raise some kids. Our little son has birth defects. The doctors had their doubts. They never said what caused it, but I think I just found out. Agent Orange came home with us. We carry it with us still. It stays inside for years and years before it starts to kill. You might get cancer of the liver, might get cancer of the skin, or a VA disability that you might not live to win. I have this dream most every night, I'm flying above the trees. Those yellow guys down on the trail, some of them look like me. Been trying so long to get away, running hard and slow. Been dying for 11 years.
Tune in to Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU. Join award-winning host Teresa Halsey as she explores Native American issues, music, and culture. That's Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU.
Thank you.
Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we're going to explore the music of Charles L. Johnson. There are a few major ragtime composers where we try to feature their music frequently, sometimes every year. And Scott Joplin is one of those. James Scott, Joseph Lamb are a couple more. And Charles L. Johnson certainly fits into that category. Born, lived, and died in Kansas City, Missouri. Born December 3rd, 1876. Died December 28th, 1950. And a lot of new information has come out in a book by Philip A. Stewart called The Music of Charles Leslie Johnson. And so I'm going to be quoting extensively from Stewart's books as we do this. He says, "In general, it can truthfully be said that contemporary musicians usually overlook the importance of Charles Johnson's music, including his ragtime output. Certainly compared to Joplin, Scott, or Lamb, Charlie's rags are considered by many as, quote, second rate, an attitude born by an unawareness of the Johnson experience." He never went to New York's Tin Pan Alley where the big money was. Percy Wenrich, Arthur Pryor, Charles Daniels, Scott Joplin, James Scott were all from this area of Kansas City. But they all left to seek their fortunes elsewhere. Let's just get started on this. I'm going to start with Johnson's first published rag, which is called Doc Brown's Cakewalk. And Stewart says, "There's probably no city or town in the country that does not contain a particular character who is singled out on account of certain things that no one else would think of doing, and certainly Doc Brown was one of those. He was comical and unusual in what he said and did, but he was a champion cakewalker. He met all comers and never failed to, quote, take the cake." So let us listen to this wonderful instrumental, which is subtitled The Original Kansas City Rag. Here is Dave Tucker, who is going to bring us Doc Brown's Cakewalk from 1899.